relatable feeling.
Yeah, hey, yeah, just to check back in here, the lemonade was bad. It was bad lemonade. It was not lemonade. It was lemonade drink. That was my, again, I would have been better off drinking the limeade, maybe, at this point. So it was just a vaguely lemon-flavored thing that, you know, like, might as well have been one of those Rockstar, like, the Rockstar lemonade, the Rockstar Recovery lemonade flavor tasted more like real lemonade than this fucking, you know, Lipton Brisk fucking bullshit did. And I don't know if I want lemonade. You know, I'm at the gas station. I'm pulling into the gas station right now, and I don't know if I even want lemonade anymore. And they would have, you know, I'm in the market for an energy drink right now, and they have that, but I don't know that I'm gonna get it. This lady's license plate says H-E-L-P. LP, like help, P, like help people is what it says, but also one of the P's is double up, so maybe it says hell people. That's what I got. Hell people. Okay. I got a fruit punch, and I got one of these tangerine mango guava strawberry things. I think fruit punch is my morning drink, and then this other thing I'll drink tomorrow or something. That's the restraint you have to show to get these deals. Because I'm only really drinking one energy drink a day. But if you put two in front of me, you never fucking know what's going to happen. Like, afternoon's going to roll around and be like, fuck, this sucks. And then drink the second one. And, you know, the answer would be like, well, hey, only buy one. But these deals! Like, I got this protein bar that is probably garbage. I don't know. Caramel peanut. That's what they call me. What up, caramel peanut? Shit, nothing. Damn. You know. Still surprised when I'm buying it. You know, it's a game time decision. If you buy in bulk from a Costco or an Amazon, like, you're committing to a full case of one flavor, which works, but, like, there's still going to be that day-to-day of just like, eh, today I don't want this specific flavor. Costco usually doesn't have any of the flavors that I drink. Usually it's like, if you want to get regular ass, full calorie, fucking black can rock star, maybe they'll have that. Once they had the recovery lemonade, I was like, oh wow. Costco is usually a bad place if you like. Costco is usually a bad place if you like good shit, is what I was about to say. And yeah, that's not entirely true, but every printer I buy from Costco fucking dies within 18 months. Protein bars, because it's a lot like going to the beach, you know? It's like, I got this delicious candy bar, and oh shit, I dropped it in the sand. Oh well, I guess I'm gonna still eat it. I should have grabbed a Clif bar from home instead of buying whatever was in the gas station. Goal was, I don't want to be hungry. Problem solved, I guess, for now. Of that I almost ordered a case of that. I was like, you know, maybe I don't need that in my life right now. Maybe I'm okay with what I can get on, you know, on the shelf. I don't need all night fucking after party fucking pick me up drinks. I don't need them right now, is what I'm saying. Like, you know, there will come a time when I'm on the other side of a few things. I'll be like, yeah, sure. Oh, do they charge for shipping? Yeah, that's kind of the problem with buying cases of drinks on the internet is that you really get fucked. I'm trying to remember, like, we bought cases of cocaine, the energy drink. Specify the energy drink. And the shipping was more than the drinks for sure. And I do want to try this Rich Energy, which is now available at Walmart, or on the Walmart website anyway. So that's a lot easier to get, I think, than it used to be. I hear it's bad. I hear it's fucking terrible, which is right up my alley. All right, enough good music, enough classics, and now let's get into some classics. Chevy Nova at full volume. I put some okay speakers in it, and driving through the residential neighborhoods between my house and the school, just blasting, humping around. Belle Biv DeVoe remix album that had the, like, New Edition reunion track on it. It was real good. No true Scotsman would not get on the floor to this floor filler of a Scottish club anthem. Tell you, you are listening to this song being broadcast in my car into my iPad, which is being beamed to you across the internet while I am driving to work. So, 2019. If this song was coming out of a Flash animation, dating would be a little more difficult. you like mashups, it's a twofer Friday. You got that mashup. And now you got this one. Someone added what must be this entire album to the playlist, and it's the fucking worst. Like, every track that comes on is just, like, worse than the last one. Yeah, we're gonna call ourselves the Wizards and rap about being wizards. All right. I mean, you had, you know, at least you had that. It really is like, really is reminiscent, like that and that fucking, what was that, Tony Davis the Rapper, whatever the fuck that, you know, earlier. It's real throwback to the fucking days of MP3.com. When they would, you know, they let anyone sign up, independent artists. What you thinking? I need a blaze on a little roll tote. You got a little extra for a little roll, homie. You pack it up, smoke, fill it up again. Pack it up, smoke, fill it up again. I'm pumping on that. Oh, cool. Yeah. That new, you can't tell the road. You never old, was my old town road remix, right? I'm gone.
Damn.
new computer and some bomb ass weed.
Oh my god.
Fucking Mr. Moneybags over here. Album cover is pretty amazing. Sound effects for you. Oh. Limp Bizkit and all, you know, like that we've been listening to here in the car lately, over the last year, whatever it's been, has led me to think, like, when I hear a lot of Limp Bizkit songs, not all of them, but some of them, they come on and go like, oh, you know what? This sucks less than I remember it sucking. Like, I don't love it, but it's like, this is okay. I can listen to Fred Durst do his thing, I guess. Korn, every bit as fucking bad as I remember it. Parentheses after the name of your song, the words Fortnite rap, you've done well. Wait, did you initially write this song about H1Z1 King of the Kill and then just put Fortnite rap song on the end of it to cover both audiences? Okay, now you're mentioning Fortnite specific areas. Certain type of forced aggression that you hear out of a lot of bad hip hop. White rap. It means a different thing now than it used to. A lot of it is bad. But there's a forced aggression that a lot of it has. And I know this, having written some myself. Uh, that just has the sound of like, oh, you have nothing to write about. You have nothing, you have absolutely nothing to say. You are just going to kind of brag about how you're a badass, and you get these ladies and that weed, and it just sounds like you're running down a checklist of things that you think you should say, and this has that exact vibe. The video kid. Following you, could you spell it out a little more plainly? It's not really making a lot of sense over here. Just want me to play Galaga? Okay, I can play Galaga. Sorry. that's exactly how it was back then. If you were good at Frogger or Galaga, the ladies loved it. That's exactly how it went down. Say the word Minecraft. You know, you can't, not every song can be true art like this, you know? Drink tall cans and uninstall FL Studio 2. This album cover has a real fucking... drones. He said, and their drones. because he doesn't have the accent to make the actual lyrics fucking rhyme. And to modernize it. And to modernize it also, you know? Now it's fucking real. Now it's ripped from the fucking headlines. Tone piece for this year's Battlefield. We're pretty excited about it. This year we're adding a little more deformation to the terrain, and it's a very gritty story. Campaign is back, and Honda just rolled down his window and ripped a fat cloud. So, congratulations. You won. Get in, fucker. Dating your cover of the song. It's peanut butter jelly time. Oh, here we go. I feel better now after hearing that. So I'm gonna go. I don't know how today's gonna go. Today, I
I don't know.
Everyone have a good Friday. I will see you later. It's all my high-tech rednecks.